Welcome to Broome.
Thank you.
What do you think?
It's hot.
I knew you were going to say that. Don't worry, the dry is coming.
I hope so.
Hang in there.
I've heard all about this dry magic and looking forward to seeing it.
Now, you of course bring a fairly new skill set to Broome, which has got a lot of people talking. Can you explain exactly what mindset training is?
Okay, so I like to liken it to physical training. So a lot of people invest a lot of time in their body, their physical strength, and focus on their body as well. So enhancements like beauty and looking after yourself. But I think mindset training is all about the mind and actually strengthening that muscle itself as well.
It's a muscle?
Something we often overlook. It's the easiest metaphor to give it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I do believe it's a muscle in terms of how much you can actually strengthen it and engage in it and use it. So like a weaker physical muscle, you can learn to boost it, use it, strengthen it. The same with the mind muscle. So you actually hear people using weak mind and strong mind. I think that's in essence why it's easier to refer to it as a muscle.
Okay. So that saying of, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything?
Yes.
Totally
yes.
True.
Exactly. Yes. I do believe that the mind is closely engaged in the human spirit. So that whole boosting the way that you perceive things and then the strength to actually follow through on it.
And what sort of evidence do you have to back all this sort of stuff up?
Well, I have a lot of client evidence, but I see it everywhere in the world. You know, you hear people talking about it, like Tony Robbins and Oprah, and you see people that just say, I couldn't believe I did it, and then I just did it. I've seen psychosomatic illnesses disappear. One that springs to mind is a client that had a cough and it was persistent. She had done 6 years of specialists and trying to find out from ENTs what was going on. She looked everywhere for the answers and they'd all told her that there just is nothing there. And yet she just could not get rid of this physical persistent cough. And after coaching and training her through her techniques and understanding the language of the mind, she was able to alleviate the psychosomatic cough. And it all actually stemmed from not being able to use her voice correctly and feeling like she was always shut down and had nothing important to say.
So what would a coaching session look like?
So it'd be at first a talk between you and I to work out what the perceived problem is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what they want to see and what they're currently not seeing. And then through there, it would be training them on how the mind operates, the language of their mind and the model of the mind, so that they can get a clear understanding for themselves of the fact that they are actually in control, that they can change their lives for themselves, and that I'm there to train and guide them through that. And then from there, it's a matter of a combination of techniques, from NLP techniques to hypnosis, to training and coaching, to help them see the picture clearly, to guide them to where they want to go and to alleviate old patterns that are no longer required.
You mentioned before hypnosis.
Yes.
So you do hypnosis coaching as well?
Yes, yes. I specialize in hypnosis and I use that as a tool throughout the sessions to be able to help get quicker access to the subconscious.
Can you make me cluck like a chicken?
Yes, I could if really? You really want to. I always hear people go, oh my God, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken? I'm like, if that's the worst thing I do to you, you're doing pretty well. At least you're clucking like a chicken and not barking like a chicken, you know.
Wow. So when I think of hypnosis, I think of someone lying on, you know, a leather couch in a room and...
with the old school clock.
Yeah. Has it changed?
Yes, a lot. It's come a long way. So I believe that's more a Hollywood promotion of what hypnosis is.
Yeah.
But yes, it's definitely changed. It's more about anything that helps you get into a relaxed state. So you and me both have probably tried to make changes when we're very stressed, and you know that it's just really hard to continue to focus on that change. Because when you're in stress, you're in fight or flight. So you're literally almost automated in your behavior. When you're in a relaxed state, that means that you're shifting the cortisol out of your body. You're relaxing the mind and body. And in that state, you're accessing your mind to the best ability. So it more looks like sitting comfortably in a couch, just closing your eyes and going into a really relaxed physical state. and then focusing on the mind movie in the mind. So kind of like going into a theater room in your mind and just letting me guide and direct the play that's going to happen on stage.
And do most people respond to hypnosis?
Very well, yeah. Hypnosis is actually a really naturally occurring state of mind. So we go in and out of it every day. But in, for example, when you drive, have you ever driven a common stretch of road and all of a sudden gone, oh my God, I didn't pay attention to that. Did I just go through the stop sign? Hope I didn't kill anyone. Better be more aware next time.
Yeah.
That's a hypnotic kind of trance. You know, you've done it that many times. It's become a habitual way of behaving. And so the subconscious mind automatically does it while the conscious mind goes about thinking about the radio station, the task ahead.
I do that when my child speaks to me.
Yes, zoning out. Yes, zoning out, zoning in. They're really good terminology for hypnosis as well. Where you nod your head like, yes. What'd you say?
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. Learned something today.
Yes. It's a trance-like state of mind. So essentially anything that gets you to go deeper inside yourself is a sense of hypnosis, meditation, all kind of becomes, again, very similar states of mind, just with different purposes.
You talked a bit about mindfulness. Can you explain exactly what that is?
Mindfulness is not about having this perfect life or this Zen life or having to be enlightened, which I feel is a common misconception that's projected out there. But mindfulness is about fostering an environment that helps you to become more and more mindful of your behaviors, your choices, and creating also times in the day where you can start to create peace in your mind. So in a society where we're constantly distracted and filled with noise, where we don't switch off, we're now contactable 24/7. I believe it's really important to foster an environment where you can actually take time for yourself. And I believe that helps you to connect more with your mind rather than having the internal and external noise, the external noise feed it. So quite often we can lose ourselves in the external noise and struggle to hear our own internal voice.
It's true.
Mindfulness helps.
So like meditation.
Yeah, meditation, taking breaks, going down the beach, grounding, walking.
You mentioned also before mental health, state of mental health. How much does that play into the, you know, mindset training?
A lot. I am very passionate about mental health. I've been on my very own lengthy journey, which has actually got me to this point as well. And I'm passionate about it because I've seen so many friends go through it when I was younger, and unfortunately have lost a lot of people to suicide, which is really unfortunate and I do believe statistically becoming more common. Mindset training, the mind itself is what we refer to as awareness and consciousness, but the mind can be programmed in a way that can be non-beneficial to us. So it's like sometimes we have this internal bully that ends up following us around, and then we identify with it. So people often refer to themselves as, I am negative, or I am depressed, I am lost, you know. And what they're essentially saying is that they have this feeling or this mindset, this way of looking at things, and it's become a way of life almost. So in terms of mindset training, it's really important for mental health. I mean, mental health is something that's becoming more promoted nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that's fantastic. I honestly don't see a difference between mind and body in that you cannot affect one without the other. So they're both as ultimately important as one and the other. But labeling at the mind helps us to actually give it a picture, to understand it. And when we can understand it, it means that we can actually start to work with it.
You mentioned that you had struggles with mental health. What was the problem?
When I was younger, I struggled with depression and anxiety. I had no idea what it was. As I progressed through life, I was climbing the corporate ladder. I was doing everything that people tell you to do.
Yeah.
Chase the money, you know, climb the corporate ladder, be a success, then you'll be happy. Everything's going to get better. But as I climbed the corporate ladder, things got worse. I got more anxious. I actually didn't even understand what it was. I started to feel sick all the time. And going to doctors all the time and I wasn't getting any answers. And it was through a doctor referring me to a hypnotherapist that I actually discovered the cognitive load affects the stress, and the stress actually can create and manifest itself within the body.
And that's why you do what you do?
That's why I do what I do, because it transformed my life. And then I just had to study it, had to know why it worked, how it worked. I wanted to know the ins and outs of it so that I can explain to people this worked for me. You know, like, there's natural drug-free ways out there. You can control your life. This thing called the mind that I didn't even really have a concept of transformed my life.
And what sort of reaction do you get from people when you say you're a mindset coach?
Essentially, when I used to say I was a hypnotherapist more than anything,
yeah,
that would be where I got the biggest reaction. Like, people would be like, oh God, don't look her in the eyes. Or, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken?
Yeah.
Also, resistance in some regards, in that, you know, mind control, I guess, is the biggest misconception. Mm-hmm. So people think that as soon as you associate mindset training or hypnosis, that you're going to be able to control their mind. And I can
you?
Well, no, I can help them control their mind. So, you know, if you're presenting with a problem or an issue or something that you're not able to change, then a section of your mind is already controlling you. So I help to guide them to take back control of their mind, to put them in the driver's seat rather than the passenger.
Yeah.
So they can actually drive through life rather than observe it.
Sounds fascinating. You've got a very interesting career.
Thank you. It is very interesting. It is.
And I wish you the best of luck and broom.
Thank you very much.